I'm Will Fun.
Thomas Ronnie.
I like to share a few things. After Dennis left, I am the doormat in the ashram now. I cannot even simply visualize that how to express that somebody like Dennis and for me to step in, it is beyond my imagination. That being the case, my relationship with Dennis, it was so nice also to hear the heartfelt experiences and connections about Dennis very eloquently expressed. My relation with Dennis was slightly or far different than most of the other devotees. I met him about 30 years back. I still remember my father called me from Bangalore telling, hey, I have found the Arunachala Ashrama number. In those times, the communication, there was no internet or anything. And also the communication between Arunachala Ashram and Sri Ramanashramam was totally different. As a family, we were always closely connected with Sri Ramanashramam for 25 years, even before I met Dennis. We rarely discussed sadhana or practice. Probably he knew I am beyond redemption. Or gently he brushed aside me, telling that you know all that. We were very nostalgic about discussing the great devotees. Just to mention Sri Ramaswami Pillai, or Om Sadhu, or Vishwanath Swamiji, Kunjuswami, Kohan, Suri Nagamma, Kanakammal, and the galaxy of devotees, all of whom both of us had seen. Dennis had a great sense of history and dedication to follow up with a lot of old devotees to record their reminiscences through video and audio recording. That generation of devotees who were blessed to interact with Bhagavan are no more there. We owe a deep gratitude to Dennis for us to feel the presence of Bhagavan through those recordings. On the lighter side, the best time I had was on Saturday mornings. I usually used to pick up Dennis, who used to accompany me for the Narayana Seva for the homeless conducted by Satya Sai Baba organization. For a number of years, he used to accompany me. The entire Saturday was a Seva day, ending with a very late lunch or early dinner at home. He was a very kind and service-oriented who fervently believed in compassion is the hallmark of spirituality. He strongly believed that spirituality without service leads to dry intellectual egotism. Also, I was a butt of his joke about my frugal eating habit. To quote, I have wasted my entire life in not eating the delicious food prepared by my wife Savitri. Arunachala Ashrama, both in New York and Nova Scotia, are the fruits and testament of his total dedication and service to Bhagavan and his devotees. Personally, I always feel it's a matter of great celebration in the way Dennis left for refuge or solitude. Most of us, we cannot even comprehend the total conviction and fearlessness required to take that step. Bhagavan has taken over the complete control of Dennis' life because of his absolute surrender. Let us all emulate Dennis to surrender to Bhagavan completely. I hope and pray to Bhagavan for him to come back to the ashram for the good of everyone, and I can go back just doing the seva. Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya. Aparna is going to chant the Arunachal Pancharatnam.